Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of St. Lucy, Virgin and Martyr, and from the United States, we hear from Father Nick Punch. Father Nick is a member of the St. Thomas More Preaching Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching today is entitled, God Holds Us Close.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I, the Lord your God, teach you what is for your good and lead you on the way you should go. If you would hearken to my commandments, your prosperity would be like a river and your vindication like the waves of the sea. Your descendants would be like the sand and those born of your stock like its grains, their name never cut off or blotted out from my presence. The word of the Lord. The first reading is from the prophet Isaiah. It is full of promise for us this Advent. The prophet is speaking to the remnant of Israel, a people who had lost everything and were living in captivity. Isaiah offers them promise and hope. He says that they will enjoy prosperity. Furthermore, God will make up to them for all that they have suffered. In other words, they will be vindicated so powerfully like the waves of the sea. Then they can expect to have large, healthy families, which was considered a huge blessing in ancient days. They will have so many descendants that they will be like the grains of sand on the shore of the sea. The final promise is that God will never forget them. Their names will never be blotted out. So what does this mean to us today? Some misguided would preach God's gospel of prosperity. In other words, if we turn our lives over to God, we can expect to be physically healthy and financially very rich. But what does that say to people who suffer ill health and are poor economically? We must rethink what prosperity really means. It is a deeply spiritual concept insofar as we share in God's inheritance. Our health and wealth come from being part of God's family, connected to the church, the people of God, and enjoying God's constant love and mercy. The blessing may not be in a large physical family, but by being part of the family of God and enjoying all that the benefits that affords. One benefit is that our names will never be blotted out. We think of the song, I will never forget you, my people. I've carved you on the palm of my hand. I will never leave you orphans. I'll never take back my life. Maybe today we can thank God for all the benefits we enjoy by being part of the family of God, embraced and held close by God's love. God bless.